WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD. From New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 6 o'clock. I'm Patrick Lavery. Topping our report this hour, while this weekend is normally a time for families to come together, Governor Murphy is asking everyone to stay home and stay away from each other so that we can continue to flatten the curve of COVID-19 cases in the state.
Staying apart this year is the surest way we'll be able to gather again next Easter and the many Easters to come.
To date, the state has nearly 55,000 positive cases of COVID-19 and over 1,900 people have died. Some prisoners who are considered low risk for re-offense but potentially higher risk for COVID-19 infection and transmission could be moved to temporary home confinement or even freed on parole. That is the biggest takeaway, apart from the daily numbers, from Governor Murphy's earlier than usual briefing today because of Good Friday. More than half of a group of severely ill coronavirus patients improved after receiving an experimental antiviral drug, results published today in the New England Journal of Medicine. But there is no way yet to predict the odds of that happening without the Gilead Services drug because there was no comparison or control group. A pair of North Jersey assemblymen want to ban reusable bags from stores until a full month after the coronavirus public health crisis is over. They point to concern over cross-contamination.
Of the more than 30 New Jersey communities with existing environmentally based bans on single-use plastics, several already have rolled back restrictions until the public health crisis is over. Legislation from Assemblyman John DeMeo and Hal Wirths would suspend all local ordinances during the crisis and for a month after. One concern is potential exposure to novel coronavirus lingering on plastic surfaces. Public health experts recommend washing reusable bags to sanitize them and putting removable cloth liners in insulated bags. Erin Vogt, New Jersey 101.5 News.
And finally on this Friday night, does the phrase, "so no one told you life was gonna be this way," ring a bell? It certainly applies to the coronavirus pandemic, which has claimed another delay in the entertainment world. The much-hyped Friends reunion will not arrive on HBO Max when that streaming service was going to launch in May. Nothing had yet been taped. Turn to NJ1015.com for more on New Jersey's coronavirus crisis. Do we have to watch out for a freeze tonight? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute. New Jersey 101.5 News Time, 6:07 now, New Jersey 101.5 Instant Weather.
A freeze watch in effect for northwestern New Jersey tonight, with low temperatures falling to around 30 to 35 degrees. Now, the ferocious wind will become less gusty after sunset tonight, but it's still going to be breezy. So we have to talk about a wind chill, the feels-like temperature that could dip into the 20s by tomorrow morning. Tomorrow will be bright and sunny, dry and still breezy, with highs improving to the mid-50s, and then Easter Sunday promises to be the warmer, calmer day of the weekend. Highs warm into the mid-60s with clouds thickening up. Our next storm system will bring in some rain starting Sunday night. Monday morning could be some heavy rain out there. Then Monday turns windy and warm as highs temporarily spike into the 70s. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Hamilton 47 degrees, Chester 42, Manalapan 46. Download our mobile app for breaking traffic, weather, and news alerts sent to your smartphone. It's free from New Jersey 101.5.